the support that you've gotten, not just like that, a visual showing of support, but just in general over these last few months, coworkers and students, what's that been like? What's that feeling like?
It's pretty overwhelming. The day I was diagnosed, I did tell both principals and their secretary, just because I knew that we would have to have a plan in place sometime. And both principals were super supportive. People had sent cards. I got emails and text messages and gift baskets and all kinds of things. They were even thinking about my son and my daughter. My son doesn't live with us. He lives over in Western Iowa in Mapleton with his wife, and they still were thinking about him and the things that, you know, our family was probably going through.
When you think about you going through this journey, your family going through it with you, what is that like for you? What is that like for you guys together as a group?
I have a really supportive family. My treatments, I couldn't drive myself. So I had my aunt drive me, my sister drove me, my mother drove me, my son and my daughter would drive me. Having the pandemic, they both were online for school because my son's a teacher as well. And so that kind of helped a little bit. And then when school was out, he was able to come down and be with us a lot more. It was very strange, though, because nobody could go in with me in the hospital unless something was new. So like for my diagnosis, they were able to go in. And my daughter couldn't go in at all just because she was 17. It was really pretty lonely. My kids are pretty creative, and they make me laugh. And one time when they took me to Iowa City, the infusion unit is on Hawkins Road, faces the stadium. You sit there, nobody can see you, but you can see out. So I could see that it was a sunny day. I could see that it was nice out. And here are my kids driving my car. I have a little Kia Soul, and they would drive it by the windows. They didn't know where I was, and they would honk and wave. And then some days when they took me up, they even got out of the car, and they would walk up over to where they thought I was, and they would look over the fence and just wave. Which I think, even though they were there for me, I'm sure that other people that were getting infusions that day probably appreciated two crazy kids, you know, waving in the window. You know, my daughter, she has to see all the things that I go through every day, and it breaks my heart. I know it's hard on her, but she's been really brave and really strong, and sometimes she lets me know when I've done too much and I need to rest. She's a good kid and she stays active, and that helps. She has a really good support system at her school too, New London. They've been super kind to our whole family as well. And my son too, his principal was very sweet. She allowed him to come down during my surgery, which was his first week of school, and they had in services. Thank goodness, you know, you have the support and love of your family and your friends.
As you mentioned that thought, do you have any advice to those who are going through the same, something similar, families that are experiencing the same thing?
The biggest thing that I have done is looked up what it means to have cancer, the kind of cancer that I have. I also did a lot of research on what kind of questions should I ask so that I can better help myself. I listened to my doctors. I realized that, yep, things hurt a lot and it will go away, but you have to do something about it. So I tried to stay positive. I tried to stay active, like as far as exercising. I walked. When you don't feel good, figure out something that's going to help you feel better. If it's the medicine they prescribe, if it's the company of other people that are positive, I think that helps too. I think you can't sit around and feel bad because this will pass, but you have to push forward. I think that's the hardest part, but it's the only way to get through. I feel like, you know, as I'm checking things off and getting things done, I feel like I can be stronger, and I'm just so glad that I have a job I love. And it's a stressful job, but it's a good kind of stress. It helps get me up in the morning and get me here and getting busy. I'm just going to get well and hopefully help others, you know, down the road, because unfortunately this happened to lots of women. My aunt was just diagnosed about a month or so ago, and so she's going through similar situation. So it really is something that happens in your backyard.